Most domestic violence cases in New Orleans are being dropped in court. That's according to data presented to City Council today. Tegan Wendland reports.
According to a Criminal Justice Committee presentation, only about 6% of domestic cases result in convictions. A few years ago, in an effort to speed up the hearings for misdemeanor cases, the district attorney moved domestic cases over to the municipal court rather than criminal. Data analyst Jeff Asher was hired by the council to study how effective that was. He says cases are moving faster, but more than 90% of them have been dismissed.
That's obviously kind of a shocking finding. The vast majority of these cases are being dismissed, which suggests that this is not working.
Councilwoman Helena Moreno said in an outraged press release that Louisiana remains at the top of the list for domestic violence homicides and called the court's actions dismissive. In New Orleans, I'm Tegan Wendland.
Prosecutors have dismissed a hazing charge against a former fraternity member indicted in the alcohol-related hazing death of a pledge at Louisiana State University, a misdemeanor charge arising from the 2017 death of 18-year-old Max Groover was dropped on Monday against 22-year-old Patrick Ford of Westwood, Massachusetts. Ford cooperated with prosecutors by testifying against a 21-year-old fraternity member who was convicted of negligent homicide in the death. A Louisiana state senator has pleaded not guilty to making false statements to a federal agency about a New Orleans rental property. Senator Wesley Bishop entered his plea on Monday. The Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate, reports Bishop received a loan to fix up apartments damaged by Hurricane Katrina and rent them out at low rates. But the U.S. Attorney's Office says Bishop lied to the U.S. Housing Department by saying he was renting to tenants that didn't exist. Louisiana's farmers have collected more than $180 million from President Donald Trump's multi-billion-dollar bailout package for farmers hurt by the United States trade war with China. The Advocate reports that U.S. Department of Agriculture figures show that more than 75% of that aid went to Louisiana soybean farmers. But some farmers say the program hasn't been enough to cover their costs, and they're questioning whether they'll continue to grow soybeans. Louisiana prison officials say a body scanner helped officers prevent a woman from smuggling drugs into the state penitentiary. A statement from the State Corrections Department on Monday says the woman was confronted with the results of a body scan Sunday while she was visiting the penitentiary at Angola. She then voluntarily turned over what officers suspect is synthetic marijuana. The woman faces a charge of taking contraband to a penal institution. A Louisiana Hospital Foundation's former fundraising chief, convicted of stealing over $550,000 in donations, is scheduled to start his 33-month sentence. Attorney Walt Green says 49-year-old John Paul Funes was told to report to the Federal Correctional Institution in Terre Haute, Indiana, Monday after pleading guilty to wire fraud and money laundering. Funes was fired as the president and CEO of Our Lady of the Lake Foundation. Prosecutors said Funes stole gift cards meant for cancer patients. It's been 2 weeks since a ransomware attack crippled state services, and the Office of Motor Vehicles is still operating at a limited capacity. 54 of the state's 79 OMV locations are back online, and Division of Administration spokesperson Jacques Berry says, if you're interested in knowing which locations are operational,
you can see the full list on expressline.org, and there is a link at the top for the status of the office in your particular parish.
No timeline has been set for when all offices will be back up and running with full service. Tiger fans are Atlanta-bound this Saturday as the Bayou Bengals take on the Georgia Bulldogs in the SEC Championship game. StubHub spokesperson Aaron Exum says over 1,000 tickets are currently available with an average price of $567.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, you know, to see this SEC Championship on Saturday, but you can get in for less than $200.
The Tigers are a touchdown favorite to win on Saturday.